Tonight I want to speak to you about hope, and specifically about the hope that there is for us in Jesus Christ. Now, I know all of us here, we have hope in different things, don't we? I know some of you kids, you're hoping for something for Christmas, aren't you? And there's certain gifts you're hoping might be underneath the tree. As parents, we have hopes for our kids. We hope that our kids will succeed and be well-educated and go on to do great things. Some of us here, we might be hoping for a future relationship. We hope to be married someday, or we hope to be somewhere else. But there's lots of different hopes that we have in our life. But tonight I want to tell you about an even better hope than all of these things. And that is the hope that there is in Jesus Christ. I want to speak to you tonight as a Christian and share with you the hope that there is in Christ. And I hope that you will leave this evening with that hope in your heart as well. I want to speak tonight just in three ways about the hope there is in Christ. It's a prophesied hope. Secondly, it's a fulfilled hope. And third, it's a present hope. First off, the hope of Christ is a prophesied hope. When I say prophecy, I mean that there's a statement that's been made about something in the future, and that happens. You see, Jesus Christ was prophesied. He was spoken about thousands of years before he came. And that's something that we hope about in Jesus Christ, that he's the fulfillment of a prophecy. Many prophecies, actually. Now, who here is good at predicting the future? I know when we have people come to our home, in our family, we like to make guesses. I guess this person's going to be the first one here. And sometimes we're right, sometimes we're wrong. I bet some of you know you could predict what's going to happen after this service is done. You have your IC, your eyes are on those cookies over there, and you are predicting a cookie is going to be in your mouth in a few minutes. And I hope that you're right. I'm also looking forward to some cookies. But do you know who knows all things about the future? It's God. Yeah, Jesus. These kids, they've been listening on Sunday mornings. That's right. God knows all things, past, present, and future. And 2,700 years ago, he spoke through one of his prophets, a man named Isaiah. And he spoke many different prophecies God gave Isaiah about a coming Messiah, a Savior who is going to come and bring redemption and salvation to Israel. And Isaiah spoke about this coming Messiah. And there's lots of different pictures and prophecies that he gave. But in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 4, there's this prophecy about the Savior, Messiah who's going to come. And it ends in a dramatic, striking way with this phrase. And in him, the nations will hope. In him, in this coming Savior, the nations would hope. Now think about me with me why that's striking. It's not only the people of Israel would hope in this person, but the nations. There's a cosmic hope that was going to one day come, and Isaiah announced it. Now, did that hope come when Isaiah was still alive? Was that prophecy fulfilled? No, it wasn't. What about the generation after Isaiah? No. Actually, God's people were waiting for hundreds of years for the fulfillment of this prophecy. And they're waiting and waiting and waiting. And that leads to the second part I want to speak to you. Not only a prophesied hope, but a fulfilled hope. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of Isaiah 42:4. We know this because the apostle Matthew quotes Isaiah's prophecy, and he applies it to Jesus Christ. Now, some of you here, you may not know a lot about Jesus and what we believe as Christians, but we, as Christians, we believe that Jesus is God. He is God the Son, eternally God, with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And God the Son came to earth, and he became a human, and he lived a perfect life here on earth. He lived a life of perfect love for God and perfect love for his neighbor. And Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He's the promised one who would come, and the nations would hope in him. Jesus healed the sick. Jesus raised the dead. Jesus performed all kinds of miracles. And these miracles testified to the truth. This is the coming Messiah. He's here. The one we've waited for is here. But you know, when you read through the Gospels, there's a surprising thing that happens. Jesus is performing these miracles, and then one day he makes a prophecy, and he says that the Son of Man, he's referring to himself, will die. He will be killed, and he will be raised again on the third day. Now, how is hope going to come through Jesus' death? Well, here's how it happens. It happens through Jesus' death actually ends up bringing us hope. Because Jesus died for a purpose. His death accomplished something. Jesus' death paid for our sins on the cross. Now, maybe you're here tonight and you're like, oh, great, sins. I've heard that word before. Why is the preacher talking about sins? Well, I preach about it because the Bible speaks about it. And the Bible teaches this, that God is a holy God. He created us. He created the stars, the moons, the galaxies. He made each one of us. And he made us to know and to love him and to be close with him. But something tragic has happened. We have turned away from God's good design. Instead of loving God, the lover of our soul, we've loved other things. We've ignored God. And we wish that we were God and we lived in a universe without him. And that's what the Bible calls sin. And the Bible says that we've all done it. I've sinned, you've sinned. And the Bible says that the wages of sin, the penalty, is death and condemnation. And that's why Jesus' death is so wonderful. Romans 5:8 says this, God shows his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for his people, that to bring them back to God, that their sins would be forgiven, and that they would have eternal life. And Jesus didn't stay dead. On the third day, he rose again. And the promise is this, if you come to Jesus in faith, your sins will be forgiven, and you'll have eternal life. And you know that prophecy Isaiah gave that the nations would hope in him? We see this happen in the first century. Not only people in Israel believed in Jesus, but the surrounding nations. Egyptians believed in Jesus. Syrians in the north. Romans. People from different nations placed their hope in Jesus and experienced forgiveness of sins and eternal life. This is the hope I want you to know. It's a prophesied hope. It's a fulfilled hope. But did you know it's also finally, my last point, it's a present hope. The hope that you can have in Christ is a present hope. Do you know what people are doing all around Naperville? Thousands of people are doing in Naperville right now. They're probably buying Christmas presents, getting ready for Christmas, making plans for Christmas. But you know what else thousands of people in Naperville are doing right now? Putting their hope in Jesus Christ. Along with millions of people in America and billions in different nations around the world have placed their hope in Jesus Christ. They are the fulfillment of this prophecy is happening now. People are putting their hope in Jesus. Now, here are briefly just three reasons why it is so good to put your hope in Jesus Christ. First off, if we put our hope in Christ, we have hope that our sins are forgiven. Guys, let's be honest. We have all turned from God's good law. We all break God's law. We don't love him with our whole hearts. Something is crooked inside us and needs to be fixed. We need to have our sins forgiven. And if you placed your faith in Christ, if you come to him and trust in him, all of your sins are forgiven. Isn't that hopeful? Because you know what? You're going to go out and I'm going to go out and we're going to sin again. Tonight and this week. But if you've trusted in Christ, all of your sins are forgiven. Is that hopeful? Yes, it's very hopeful. That's why people hope in Christ. Here's another reason why we can hope in Christ. Is there a lot of bad things in the world around us? Yes. Is there a lot of evil and darkness? Yes. Do we see that in our own hearts too? If we're honest, yes. But did you know what? Jesus defeated sin and evil. And he defeated it. And we get to share in his victory if we're Christians. And one day Jesus is going to come back and bring in the new heavens and the new earth. And you know what? On the new heavens and the new earth, there's no sin, no evil, no death, no COVID, no taxes. Just joy in knowing God and love for him and for God's people. That is if you're right with God. If you have become right with God through faith in Christ, you will partake in that. The Bible speaks of heaven and a real place of judgment called hell. But if you've trusted in Christ, you have hope. The darkness, the evil will pass. Good will win in the end because Christ has won in the end. And a third reason that it's good to hope in Jesus. I mentioned lots of hopes earlier. Hopes for your career, hopes for retirement, hopes for the future. What if those things don't happen? What if your health fails tomorrow? What if your finances suddenly fall apart? What if you are not the success that you hoped that you would be? What if you never have a joyful marriage and happy family? If you have trusted in Christ, you have come to know the living God, and you get to experience something even better than all of these things. And friends, that's the joy of being a Christian. It's the joy of knowing God. And if you can lose everything, but if you're a Christian, you'll never lose him. And you'll know him now, and it's going to get even better into eternity because our God is infinite. You'll never be bored in heaven because God is infinitely glorious, and you'll know him forever. And that is the kind of hope that you can have if you have hoped in Jesus. The joy of knowing God now and into eternity. Now I want to close this short sermon. Maybe it feels long for you, but it's short if you come on Sundays. Where is your hope? Have you hoped? Have you placed your hope in Jesus Christ? Let's get real. Where are you placing your hope? Are you one of those persons who have placed their trust, their hope in Jesus as the one who died for their sins, the one who gives eternal life, the one who gives the hope of knowing God, which is better than everything? If that's not true for you yet, then we invite you, believe on Christ tonight. Trust in him. In your heart, tell him that you want to place your hope in him. Believe the good news of John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Believe on him, and you'll be part of the nations that place their hope in him and find that joy and the hope that only Christ can offer. I'm going to invite the music team to come back up, and I'm going to pray for us. Lord God, thank you for this evening. Thank you for the prophecy from Isaiah that's fulfilled in Jesus. Thank you for the true hope that we can have in Christ. And I pray, Lord, for anyone here who's considering Christ and considering this hope. And I ask, Lord, that you would help them to believe, that you would give them that faith, even tonight, to believe the incredible promise of eternal life and joy in God. And for those of us who are already hoping in Christ, I pray you would strengthen our hope, bring fresh joy and wonder in Jesus tonight. Pray this in Christ's name. Amen.